When you have $1.9 trillion in a spending spree being put out, it means that there's a lot to talk about. And when people dig into the fine print, they go, what is this and what is that? Oh, you didn't see that? No, I didn't see that. It's 5,000 pages long. I missed it. So you might have missed the $1 billion for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. You might have missed that in the fine print, but it's there. Socially disadvantaged farmers are defined as those who are part of a group that has been discriminated against because of race or ethnicity. Anything passed during the reconciliation must have to do with the federal budget in some way. Now, the American Rescue Plan will direct relief payments, quote, equal to 120% of the outstanding indebtedness of each socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher as of January 1, 2021, to pay off the loan directly or to the socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher. Now, this is very unclear to me. Does that mean we're going to take a farmer or rancher, take their debt on their farm, pay off the farm, and then give them 20% spending money to walk around with so they got a little folding money in their... Is that what we're doing here? Because that seems insane. But to bring in an expert on the insanity of spending in a Democrat administration, we have Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform president. Grover, welcome to it.
Good to be with you, Steve.
So tell me about socially disadvantaged farmers and $1 billion at 120% of their indebtedness as of January 1 of this year. Am I reading that right? Could somebody get a $5 million farm paid off by the people down the street that are making $10 an hour?
Yes, that's exactly what it means. Look, the left has a series of interest groups that they need to reimburse for all their help in voting. And you know, it's the old statement that an election is an advanced auction on stolen goods. This, you know, $2 trillion of spending was out there. It's designed based on blue cities that turn down votes, paying a lot of money to indirectly to labor unions, to the public sector labor unions in particular, money to the post office, which has been fighting all reforms to try and get costs down and make the post office more efficient. You saw that all summer. There was a big Democrat war on the post office reforms where they were trying to stop abuse of overtime. So all of these groups that put their shoulder to the wheel in the election are now being paid off. That's why this has almost nothing to do with COVID. There's some money in there for a vaccine from time to time, but it is all paying off your allies and the people who are part of the modern Democratic Party because they view the proper role of government as stealing stuff from other people and giving it to them.
Well, I'm not sure what the number is. I know this. If you gave every American $2,000, you, me, everybody, anybody that needs it or doesn't need it, that comes out to about $660 billion. We're at $1.9 trillion, and I know those $1,400 payments, not $2,000, $1,400, go to a much smaller group of individuals, those making less than $75,000 individually or $150,000 as a married couple filing jointly. So the amount of money going out to these folks is minuscule. Plus, they threw a little bone to some companies that have less than 20 employees. But then also I hear Democrats saying, well, if they can't pay their employees $15 an hour, we don't want those small businesses anyway. I heard that just yesterday from Ro Khanna of California. I mean, I'm sorry. It's offensive to me to have them say, well, we don't want that small business. It's not good enough for us. It's all nonsense, isn't it?
Well, you've certainly seen during the shutdowns a deliberate effort to target small businesses. Restaurants are not where people spread the disease, and yet they've been shut down. They're self-employed people. The modern Democratic Party has a war on entrepreneurs, self-employed people, the gig economy, Uber, Lyft, independent contractors, people who don't have a boss. They work for themselves, people who can't be forced to join a union because they work for themselves. And that's why they've worked in California. They passed a law to make it illegal to be an independent contractor, an entrepreneur who works for themselves, and they want you to have a boss so then you can, it's easier to collect your taxes, and you can be forced to join a union. One of the laws that the Democrats have in their so-called PRO Act is to ban, to repeal right-to-work laws in all 50 states. That's billions of dollars of forced union dues, not even tax dollars, but forced union dues that will go to the unions, which then get recycled into Democrat politics. And this $2 trillion is a starter package for reorganizing the economy so it's easier to get your union dues, require you to pay it, so they can put the money in the Democratic Party so they can get people reelected and play this every 2 years. They don't want independent people who don't need
no,
the government.
They don't, and that's the problem. I mean, small business owners have this crazy idea that they're autonomous, they can make their own decisions, they can raise their family, they don't need government assistance, they don't need somebody telling them how to run their business, they can handle it on their own. Those are the kind of people that are just a thorn in the side to the totalitarians that want this country for their own.
Oh, worse if they homeschool or have a concealed carry permit and a 401k.
Yeah.
The government can't go, we'll take care of you. Said, no, I'm taking care of me. I'm educating my kids. I'm protecting my family. I'm saving for my future. Those people really irritate the left, and they're starting to talk about damaging 401ks, not just by raising taxes and making your 401k worthless, which they're going to do for 53% of American families.
Well, they want to raid the 401ks. I mean, you don't have to look very far to find evidence of this happening. It happened in Italy during the debt crisis. They came in and raided people's savings accounts and retirement accounts, saying, ah, you've got this much money. You don't need this much money. Bob over here, he didn't save money. He went to the bar every day and smoked three packs of cigarettes, and so he's broke. You need to cover him and everybody in his family and so on and so forth. Them raiding our retirement accounts is a real possibility at some point, isn't it?
Argentina has done it, and there are Democrat intellectuals have specifically said they want to confiscate the 401k IRA, put it into one system, Social Security. They will bail out the unfunded liabilities of Social Security by taking money away from people who earned it and saved it for decades. That is a real danger. It is not in bill form to pass next week, but it is in the money. The left starts thinking about stuff, and they start thinking about it out loud, and then a little while later, when there's a crisis, they slip that in as the answer to the crisis.
Yeah, exactly. Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. We need to talk more right now, Grover, not less, because of all of these things are being snuck in. That's all the time I have for today, but good seeing you again. It's been a bit. Let's talk again soon.
Absolutely.
There you have it. Grover Norquist, everybody, here on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.